4/15/2020 at 5:15 PM. And in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Executive Order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, we are conducting this meeting online to ensure public access to the deliberations of the St. Botolph Architectural Conservation District Commission. The public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have the opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send your questions to staff via email at stbotolphacdcboston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle Boston Landmarks and using the hashtag SBA April 14th hearing.
Perfect.
Yeah, all right. So, do I read during the public comment?
So when it's open for public comment, then you'll read that little blurb there. Yeah.
Okay. So the first item on the agenda is 20 Cumberland Street.
And Adrian, I have your presentation here. It's basically just the drawings. If you just want to explain to us what you're doing, and then if they have any questions, we'll go from there, okay? Just let me know if you want me to change the slide.
Well, the slide it looks like you're showing now is the as-is slide.
Right.
Yeah. So it's as-is. Okay, so what the plan is, on the left side, you're seeing the house from that part would be from the perspective of number 18 Cumberland, and then there's that white area in the center. I can't control your mouse. Yeah, so that just imagine that's like a divider, and then everything to the right of that is from the alley perspective, the back side of the building. So the plan or hope is to build a stairwell up the rear part of the building that would be parallel to the alley. And then it would wrap around the building and go into, so you can see the stairs go up and then it levels off at the second floor. And then if you go back over to the left side, it comes around the building and it goes into the, I don't know how to describe it, but you know, into the rear part of the building itself. There's an L that extends out, and we would put a door where it says proposed door, put a door into that second floor. So it allows for an entrance into the second floor of the house from the rear, which you can't do right now.
And just to explain a little bit, the reason why we're reviewing this is because it's visible again from the Southwest Corridor Park, as well as some of the gaps in the street wall on I believe it's the street over from Cumberland.
West Newton,
yeah. So you can see it a little bit more of a
in the alley
than anything yep. else, but just you have, yeah, so it's up to you guys.
I think it's only visible from the corridor. I don't think you can see it at all from West Newton.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd have to go into the alley, mm-hmm. I would think.
Yeah, definitely, because I'm like right in the middle, and there are very tall buildings yeah. that block. So the only place it's visible is from the corridor, and there are already pre-existing stairs like it on other buildings that you can see from the corridor that are closer to the corridor.
And from the corridor, are you seeing just the stairs, or are you also seeing the wraparound part, or is that hidden by the
building? You're just seeing from the stairs. That's all you see is the stairs and then how it straightens out.
Okay.
But that's all you see. And then everything else is pretty much blocked because 18 18 blocks it, because 18 sticks out like my number 20 sticks out.
And if you guys remember, a couple months back, we approved 30 Cumberland, which are, they're adding an addition at the rear. So it'll most likely make this even less visible.
Hmm. Right, I remember. Yeah.
Right, because 30 would be closer.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And you can see the detail, you know, we've got brackets that are, I think, nice. You know, we're trying to make it as aesthetically pleasing as possible.
So what part of the staircase is wrapping around at all?
It's not the staircase. If you look at the drawing on the right where he, yeah, where he's circling.
Yep.
Can you slide it over a little? Because the photos, at least the photos of us. Oh, here, I can move my photos. So the staircase goes up to... just to the edge of the building, but then there's a platform that will that will end up being the walkway in on the other side. So to cause it, we create an L shaped, you know, the stairwell will go up, and you can sort it on the right side. You can see how it stops, and then there's a platform.
Mm-hmm.
But that platform is a little. It's not Is there another drawing that shows? From the top, I don't know if you can. No, it's just the.
Yeah, that's just the
same. So it looks like it's a lot wider than it is.
But it's just a walkway.
It's just a walkway, and then it does extend out at the where the door is. There is a it does get wider because it actually creates a cover over an entry into the. So if you look at the right drawing. And you can see an entry door on the ground level. Right now, that entry door has just a little sort of portico cover over it.
Mm-hmm.
So the walkway would be very narrow along the side of the building, and then it gets wider where those two windows are right adjacent to the house to cover that entry door. So that entry door will continue to have some cover to protect it. But from this perspective, it looks like the whole thing is that wide, and it's not that wide. It's narrow along the building, and then it gets wider just at the very, very end, just to cover that door so there's some protection. But that none of that is visible at all. It's a stairwell that's really the only thing that's visible from the corridor.
Mm-hmm. So Nick, you had a suggestion for us to consider, which was to wrap the stairs so that the stairway goes halfway up,
so
on the back, and then turns and goes the rest of the way up along the side.
Yeah. So actually revised my comments, and that I sent those today. I apologize that I sent them so late, but I do see now the way I was originally interpreting the drawings was that the stairs were coming out straight, but in fact they're not. They're actually flush against the rear L of the building. So this is fine.
We had had original drawings. In the very beginning, we had submitted drawings that had the stairwell coming out almost to the alley.
Yeah.
And then the walkway would go along the back side of the building and then jut in, but there was going to be a carport over, you know, that whole area where that rear entry door is on the ground level. Mm-hmm. Was actually going to be covered, the entire area. So it would cover a car. But we reduced it significantly so that the stairwell would abut the building itself. You wouldn't actually see it at all. And where your cursor is, maybe show going out to the alley as though the stairs would have been, just to get a sense of perspective of how it would have been.
Yeah.
No, you want to go down.
Down here?
No, you were on the right drawing on the left.
Okay.
But go over to the right a little bit. Go back to where the stairs are.
Yep.
And envision, so the stairs would have projected out. If you keep going to the right, the stairs would have gone out to the alley.
Right.
And that would have gone up to the top. And then the walkway would have been all the way wrapping around. But right there, that whole area would have been covered. So right, where it says the words proposed deck, walkway, something, that whole area would have been a carport, but that's been eliminated. So it's just a walkway and it just covers the entry door, so there's some protection for that entry door. And it also just gives me a place to, you know, put down bags and that sort of thing, you know, and, you know, I'm not in just this little teeny tiny space. It's just a little bit of a larger space to allow maneuverability.
Right.
Can I ask, is the reason you wouldn't just simply put the stair along the side of the L that you want to park a car under there?
Exactly. Yes. Okay. Trying to lose as few parking spaces as possible. Yes.
Yep.
But it's not necessary to cover the car.
Okay.
So I guess, Nick, you just had some concerns about the color of the metal.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we're either using an integrated metal, black metal, or, you know, if it's painted, it's going to be weatherproof.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm envisioning, you know, cast iron that's going to be all black.
Perfect. Perfect. Then we're good. Yeah, that just wasn't listed on the application. So, yeah.
No, I'm all about, I used to be in the South End, and I'm all about doing whatever I can to make it as aesthetically in keeping with whatever the commission wants.
Thank you.
Okay. Should we have any more discussion on this?
If you guys are all set, I would just ask for public comment if there is any.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Public comment.
So, Francois, just read that little blurb, that last blurb.
Okay, I got to get back there somehow. Yep. I'll get back there.
Take your time.
So, the blurb, members of the public?
Yes.
Okay. Members of the public will now have the opportunity to ask and provide public comment on the application and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type your question in the chat in the application via Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press 9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at stbetalteacdcboston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks with the hashtag SB April 14th hearing.
Perfect. Good job. So I don't see any questions in our Zoom chat. Joe, did you see anything on Twitter or the email?
Nope.
Okay. Cool. So if you guys want to vote now, you're certainly welcome to do that.
So would the motion be to pass to approve of 20 Cumberland Street with the recommendations from staff?
Yeah, so approve with provisos that the rail is cast iron or painted black.
Okay. Does anybody want to make that
motion? Go ahead.
Oh, we have to make the motion. All right, I'll move that we approve 20 Cumberland Street as proposed with the proviso that the railing be painted black or a black substance.
I second it.
Perfect.
Favor?
Aye.
Motion approves. Motion.
Okay. So Adrian, you're all set. So I'll get you an approval letter in the next couple days, and you'll be good to go, okay?
Great.
All right. Well, thanks for your patience. We really appreciate you waiting for all this time to get your application approved. But if you need anything, just let us know.
I appreciate it. Do you mind if I close out?
Yeah, go ahead. Have a good day.
Guys, thank you for what you're doing, especially during this time. I appreciate it.
No problem. Yep.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. So next we have the administrative review.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So if you had a chance to look at those on the agenda. If anybody needs me to resend them, just let me know. I'll resend it again.
I can make a motion that we approve the two items listed for administrative review, 3 Durham Street removing rotted freeze board and replacing kind, and 917 Harcourt Street, replacing windows on a non-contributing building with like windows at the penthouse level.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is approved.
And the next would be the meeting minutes from February.
February.
Yep.
Sorry.
I'm happy to make the motion if everyone's had a chance to read them.
Yep.
I move to ratify the February 19th meeting minutes for the St. Patoff Architectural Commission.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is approved.
Staff updates. Joe, do we have anything going on?
No, I don't think so. I think that we have gotten quite a few resumes for our staff architect position, so that's really encouraging for us.
Good.
Yeah, and we're in the process right now of making lapel pins for all of our districts. So, of course, you will all get one once they come in, but they're really cool looking. So it's a bay window from a house in St. Patoff. So it's pretty cool, and I'll get one to you as soon as I get them in. And that's it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So if someone could just make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second.
Your motion is approved.
All right, guys. We're all set. Thanks so much for being so flexible.
Thanks, everyone.
Anytime.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, Nick. You were great with all your explanations.
Good. I'm so glad. I was a little bit nervous.
Oh, you did a great job.
Cool. Are you just saying that because Joe's here?
No.
He always does a great job.
No, but usually, like, you did it with the teaching method. Like, you know, teachers would go through this, prepare you in advance, send you the stuff, send you everything you need for the meeting, and
I'll take it.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, have a good night and stay safe. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Bye.